Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
By Patterson or whomever, Debo Samuel, who might start returning kicks, I'm just going to put it in the end zone and then start at the 30. Doesn't that make sense to you?
You think they're going to just concede?
The 30. They're going to concede the 30. Yeah. Yeah, concede the 30. You're going to have to put it between the yeah. That's what I think. I think a lot of teams are going to concede the 5 yards. Say, I'm not going to risk the kick return against me.
The 15 for the 5.
So that's my view. All right, John.
It'll be interesting to see.
Get out of the wind. You're in the wind. What's it like out there? Is it nice?
Man, it's cold. It's extremely cold. Oh. I mean, what are we doing here?
All right, John, get out of here. Thanks very much. Appreciate it. Right, John and Jason, John, every single day from 11 to 2. I am an avid listener. I'm an avid listener of the entire lineup. I keep it locked and loaded on 92.9, starting with Jason and John. If you're selling your house, and spring is the perfect time to sell your house because people are moving, right? People are like, they're moving to new school districts. They're upsizing, they're downsizing, they're moving out, they're moving in, whatever else. This would be the time to put it on the market. Josh Heisa, 901-461-8147. First thing he'll do is he'll come to your home. It'll talk to you about, listen, there's flexible fees, no upfront cost, all of that. Let you out of your contract at any time. He'll tell you, this is what we need to do in order to put the house on the market in order to get the most money for it. He's then going to market the hell out of it. And I've talked to multiple people who have had multiple offers within hours or days. It is Josh Heisa, 901-461-8147, 901-461-8147, more than 300 five-star Google reviews. There you go. Those are like real people who've dealt with Josh, more than 300 five-star Google reviews. It's Josh Heisa. Once again, 901-461-8147, or joshsellsthemidsouth.com. Chris Harrington on the return of Brandon Clark, the Lakers, and more when we return. Then Sam Hardiman is going to join us. There's potential action on FedEx Forum financing today. Sam will tell us about that. It's Jeff Calkins here, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Tune in to Jason and John for the ultimate Memphis sports experience. From Tigers pride to Grizzlies grit, it's all right here. J&J Middays, 11 till 2 on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. So it's easy to save big. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save more with our quality brands. Right now, Kroger brand pasta and 2-liter Big K drinks are 10 for $10 with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey everyone, Gabe Kuhn here. I think there's 3 checklist items when looking for a good dentist practice. 1, are they good at their job? That's one thing you absolutely don't have to worry about when you go to Dr. Mady's today at the Smile Center. 2, is it convenient? I would say the Smile Center is about as convenient as it gets. Perfect location in Germantown. And 3, are they personable? You may catch Dr. Mady trying to talk grizzlies with you upon your visit. But regardless, Smile Center checks all the boxes for a phenomenal dentist practice. Get to their location in Germantown or go to SmileCenterMemphis.com.
The Laundry Room. For as long as I can remember, this was the only place to get a good Wi-Fi connection. Until we got Xfinity. Now we have Wi-Fi all over the house. So, you're probably wondering why I'm still hanging out in here, when I could be happily streaming in the attic, basement, or literally any other room. Well, the truth is, it's warm in here. And I like the smell of dryer sheets.
Get out of here, weirdo!
Hey, close the door! You're letting cool air in.
That's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi with Xfinity. Now through April 21st, get started with 300 megabit internet for $35 a month for 12 months with a 1-year contract and get free Wi-Fi equipment included for a year. Plus, ask how you can save 40% over T-Mobile in your first year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today. Requires prepaid postpaid and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. Actual speeds vary. Converts Xfinity Connect More Internet against T-Mobile Home Internet at $60 per month. Regular pricing applies after promo period.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300-horsepower engine or the available 375-horsepower twin-turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
Hey, basketball fans. Get in on the tournament action on the BetMGM Sportsbook app today. With BetMGM, you can discover same-game parlays, live bets, special boosts and tokens, and so much more for March matchups. Don't miss a single shot with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM for terms. 21 plus, Tennessee only. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 800-889-9789.
You're in hot water, mister.
What'd I do?
I told you months ago our utility bills were getting higher because of that old outdated tank water heater.
Maybe it's time we finally switched to a Navien tankless.
Learn about Navien's high-efficiency tankless water heaters, endless hot water, all while helping you save on your energy costs.
Hey, look at this. Our utility bill is lower since we got the Navien tankless water heater.
Who's in hot water now?
We are, all the time.
Learn more at tanklessmadesimple.com.
Welcome to spring with a delicious lunch at Owen Brennan's. Enjoy the spinach salad with spiced walnuts, cranberries, blue cheese, and cranberry sage vinaigrette. Or the iconic muffuletta, layered with mortadella, salami, provolone, and olive relish on a sesame bun. Serving lunch weekdays from 11 to 4.
It's time to discover your new Kia at Gossett Kia on the Pike. And there's never been a better time to drive off in your new Kia. Make it happen today in a 2024 Kia Forte LXS. 41 mpg, 219 a month. How about sporty 2024 Kia Sportage LX? We gossip, 289 a month. Both $34.99 to its signing. And get rugged in 2024 Kia Telluride LX, $429 a month. $39.99 to its signing, all 36-month lease. So call Bobby J to put you in a new Kia today. That's Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, or online anytime at KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage. Forte RE72, $39.85, MSRP 22,320. Sportage R724-7640, MSRP 29,635. Telluride RG499963, MSRP 41,005. Includes all rebates and incentives. Must finance through Hyundai. Excludes tax on a license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 4-1-2024. Dealer stock only.
The Wing Guru, serving up 21 flavors of lip smacking goodness. Whole wings, party wings, boneless wings, and more. Serve just the way you like them and smothered in our award-winning sauces. Order online and pick up in the stores or stop in and stay a while. The Wing Guru.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, celebrating a legacy of sports as the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the Odyssey app and on smart speakers. Say play 92.9 ESPN. Just guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm looking for the shortest path to the one that you were on. And I've already seen all I want to see. The moments take the long cut. I think that's what we need.
All right, back in the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this Chris Harrington deal.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. We discover downtown dining. Chris Harrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
The Long Cut by Uncle Tupelo from their 1993 swan song, Anodyne. Sending out to Brandon Clark, who's taken the long cut to get back to the court a little more than a year since he tore his Achilles.
That was March 3rd, I think, right? I think it was March 3rd.
I think, I don't know. It was in the first half of March in 2023. Yeah. I don't have the exact date.
Before I get to that, by the way, but yesterday when we were talking about the gambling stuff, you made a what I thought was a really good point, that unlike alcohol ads, it's embedded in the actual programming itself, right?
It's very intertwined.
Yeah. The other thing that was pointed out to me by a listener is you can't order a shot as you sit on your couch to be delivered. I mean, you can't, whereas there, right, you can literally pick up your phone. And so they're speaking to that impulse and bet at that moment there as well. So
I mean, it's tied into the phone addictions that we all have, all of us pretty much at this point.
Yes,
and
right,
like, there's all kinds of issues that are intersecting there. Yeah.
But anyway. All right. So Brandon Clark coming back. Zach Kleiman had said he expected him back for a cameo. And we think he's questionable for tonight, which typically means he's going to play. And this is the game they have been targeting.
Yeah, all indications are he will play. It's one of these things, the way they do it. He upgraded from doubtful the game before to questionable this game. And what that means is before the game, he'll go through his walkthrough or his shoot around, and then he'll give a thumbs up to the trainers and vice versa, and then he'll play. There's a chance that, you know, they decide to push it off. That has happened before. Not every questionable designation leads to a guy playing, but it means that the intent is for him to play.
And what do you, what's the significance?
Oh, I wouldn't make too much of it. It's significant for Brandon Clark to get back on the court. It's mostly significant for Brandon Clark. I think for the Grizzlies, it's significant to the Grizzlies because it's significant to Brandon Clark.
Right.
And I think for him, it's just to get a little confidence in his return and to feel good about being on the floor again and to give him confidence that he is healed and he can do this again. I'm not saying he has any doubts, but you get on the court and you feel better about your progress, and that gives you, I think, a little bit of a springboard into a summer and the idea that you're going to be all the way back to the player you were before going into next season. Not tonight, but going into next season.
Yeah, it's funny. Gabe asked me yesterday. He said, how much, you know, will this mean for the Grizzlies as they plan their offseason? And as I talked about it, I said, I think this means more to the fans psychologically to see it.
Yeah.
And to Brandon Clark psychologically to go through it. The Grizzlies, I suspect, they watch him every day. They basically, they'll take all the information in.
Yeah, but games are different.
Yeah, games are different.
Games are different. I'll write about this tonight. You know, we'll see what happens tonight, but I won't just write about the game tonight. I'm looking at sort of larger context of Brandon Clark. Brandon Clark, you know, he that injury, we're a year removed from the injury. That injury was roughly a year removed from what was his best moment as NBA player. He had the only playoff series this iteration of the Grizzlies has won against Minnesota. He averaged 17 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, played 30 minutes a game. And that was sort of a proof of concept of this is not a guy you're going to play 30 minutes across 82 games just because the way he plays, whatever. But in playoff basketball, he fits so well with Jaren. He fits so well with Ja. When the game tends to get smaller, he has the mobility. And this is a player who can elevate in a playoff series and be a real key guy for you in a winning situation. He's done it.
Remind me, what was his season like last year before he got hurt?
I'm not there in my notes. I was taking notes this morning. Right. I'd looked at the season before and some injury stuff. I think he was having a good year. He was not having like a great year, but certainly a bounce back year. If you go back to the first year the Grizzlies made the playoff series against Utah, that was year 2 for Brandon Clark, and that was the year he had a rough year. Then he bounced back after that. But that year, he sort of like got passed by Tillman, a rookie Tillman in the rotation. And then that Utah series, he played 9 minutes total. Complete total.
Wow.
9 minutes in the whole series. And so
he had a bounce back year. He had the terrific series against the Minnesota.
Yeah, and like everybody struggled against Golden State, whatever. But like, you know, he was back to being a really good player. And they'd given him the contract, the 4-year, $52 million, with the idea that you're sort of, I think that contract is, you may not be a starter, but you're in the core rotation.
Right.
You're like the third big at least kind of thing.
Big.
And so I think that's the idea for him going forward. I think Jeffrey made a few weeks ago. I don't rule out that he'll be a starter next season.
What's the recent history of Achilles injury?
So the comp I brought up, and I may get into that, get back to that in what I write tonight. We'll see. The best comp I can find is Dwight Powell. So Dwight Powell was a backup, sometimes starter, similar level of the rotation, a center for the Dallas Mavericks, 6'9", 6'10", another player whose game was predicated on getting off the floor, sort of an athletic finishing big, a very similar kind of player to Brandon Clark. He had the same injury in January 2020, I think this is right, January 2020, so, you know, a couple years before. And that was during the COVID stuff. So the next season, so he missed obviously the rest of that season. The next season was delayed, and it didn't start until the week of Christmas because of COVID.
Right.
So he was on the floor opening night starting the next season. So that was 11 months.
Right.
So 11 months from the injury, he was back in the lineup. If you look at the stats, you specifically look at indicators I feel like are probably good indicators. I looked at two-point shooting percentage, rebound rate, block rate, steal rate, you know, finishing at the rim, doing athletic stuff. There's not much difference between those numbers for him pre- and post-injury. What is different, and I'd have to go back and take a closer look at the team situation to see if that was a factor, but his minutes per game was down significantly the first year back, and then it bounced back up to normal the second year. And so I think that's a pretty good expectation that Brandon Clark, maybe you're careful with his usage next season, but that he should be effective in the usage,
and then
you work your way back up to the normal. Like, I mean, maybe by the time you get to the playoffs or whatever, you're back to normal.
So what does, assuming he's here, it seems likely he's here because his contract is pretty hefty and whatever else. What is the Biggs situation heading into next year?
Jaren under contract. Yeah, Brandon Clark under contract. You have Santi Aldama under contract, eligible for an extension. But even if he signs an extension, it wouldn't kick in for another year after that. So he's under contract next season. That's locked in at a good number, the $4 million number. And that's pretty much it, unless I'm forgetting somebody, because you've moved off of Adams. You've moved off of Tillman. Trey Jemison's on a two-way team option. That's not really a factor in this, even if he's back. Gigi Jackson, Jake LaRavia, they're more combo guys.
Yeah.
You know, they're different. So they clearly need at least one more player in their big rotation, whether that comes with their lottery pick or some other way. You're adding another big to that rotation. I think that all bets are sort of off as to who the starter is. I think Brandon Clark is a potential but uncertain starting candidate. I think Santi Aldama is a potential but uncertain starting candidate. And so I think the lane is wide open for whoever you add to be the starter.
And whatever it feels like, the other big that they add has to be of the sort who can bang, right?
Yeah, it needs to be more of a physical player. It doesn't have to be like a 7-1 big center. I think that's, you know, a fairly likely option, but it doesn't necessarily have to be that. It could be a Tillman kind of player.
It could be a 6'9 burly center.
Yeah, Tillman's like a 6'9, like, you know, more physical. It could be somebody like that, but it has to be someone who's more of a banger in the paint.
Well, so if you did something like, let's just say you drafted Kyle Filipowski.
Yeah.
You would still need to add, you have another, you'd still need to add the burly.
This is sort of the question with Filipowski, because he, you know, he's 7 foot, like 240. I mean, he's like a real, he's not like a Donovan Klingon, Zach Edey center.
Right.
But he's got the size, and he's a good rebounder defender. At that point, maybe you're adding another, like, banging big, but someone who's not necessarily in your rotation. Because if you're adding Kyle Filipowski, and you have Santi Aldama and Brandon Clark and Jaren, I think they're all playing, you know? And you're just playing a little bit more finesse-y, you know?
In terms of people ask, they've asked me, what do you expect tonight? I expect an ovation. That's what I expect tonight.
That's it.
I expect an ovation. I expect them to run up down the court and, you know, and maybe you'd like to say, the next, I don't know how many games he'll play of the remainder. You'd expect it would be nice if he looked something like Brandon Clark, right? I mean, and I suspect he will.
Yeah, no, I think he'll be fine. I don't expect a lot of minutes is what I don't expect. I expect him to play like 15 minutes or whatever. Right. And then what happens from there, who knows?
By the way, you mentioned Trey Jemison. What have we seen of him so far?
He's big. He's big and he's strong. He's got a little pop. He can get off the floor a little bit. He's been, you know, he's a guy who can set a screen, roll to the rim and catch lobs and mash offensive rebounds and that kind of thing. There's not a lot of skill level there, not a lot of polish there. The one thing I'm a little disappointed by is the defensive rebounding numbers are thoroughly mediocre, and that's something that the team really needs. And a guy that big, you would hope for him to control the boards a little bit more defensively. That hasn't really been the case. I think he's shown enough that I'd be interested in bringing him back on the two-way, but I certainly wouldn't lock into that. Given how raw he is and given that he's already 24, you may well look up and you find something you like better this summer.
You've written a piece, I'm going to get to it in a moment, on checking in on the progress of some of the players, young players that we've been interested in. But we got Grizz Lakers tonight. It was an epic 2-overtime win by the Lakers last night with Anthony Davis playing 52 minutes and 51 seconds. Afterwards, he said, it was fun. Let's line up and do it all again tomorrow. I suspect he will not line up and do it all again tomorrow, which is today, right?
Yeah, I don't know whether he's playing or not, but he's not playing 52 minutes. That's for sure.
He's certainly not playing 52 minutes. From a competitive aspect, LeBron did not play last night.
Expected to play tonight.
Yeah, it's sort of ideal, right? You get LeBron, you get seeing LeBron, you get watching LeBron.
You get a Lakers team that's a little more diminished.
And then you don't get the Grizz destroyer in Anthony Davis, if that's the way it plays out.
Yeah, again, we're in the zone of what do you want out of the game.
Although, the Grizzlies,
When you're at home and the Lakers are there, you want to beat the Lakers.
This is a win that's forgivable. If you're going to slip up and win a game, this is the one to slip up and win a game.
Right.
Plus, the way I'm looking at the reverse standings now,
Toronto is just working too hard.
Toronto is too committed to the cause.
Right.
Even though you're only one game behind them, they've lost 11 straight. And there's a little space with Brooklyn. You're now Brooklyn is 3 games up on you.
Yeah, so Brooklyn's playing Washington, I think, tonight. So hopefully Brooklyn
can get
that win.
And so they get another one. And so I think you can afford to win a game here or there. And I think this would be a good one to go ahead and win. The Lakers have actually won 4 in a row. There was some thought of trading D'Angelo Russell at the trade deadline. He's been really good since.
Yeah.
Is this a Lakers team that could do something like the Lakers team did last year?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's possible just because LeBron James and Anthony Davis are so good. And so when you narrow things down into a playoff series, you have those two guys. And you look around the West, like other than Denver, assuming if Denver's healthy, like Denver's to me clearly the best team. Other than that, it wouldn't shock the world for the Lakers to beat the Wolves or the Thunder or one of these teams in a playoff series at all.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Clippers have faded. What do you make of that?
Yeah, you wonder a little bit about, you know, just older team, regular season, guys have done it before, you don't care about your seeding as much, but they're starting to slip to the degree that, like, you know, they may drop out of the top four. Dallas is coming pretty hard. I guess I'm down, a little bit more down on the Clippers relative to...
How about that middle group, the Suns, the Clippers,
I think there's a lot, I think other than Denver, ignore seeding when the playoffs start on some of these Western Conference playoff matches, because if you're looking at potentially the Thunder, Wolves, Clippers as home court advantage right. teams, and you're looking at the Lakers, the Mavericks, the Luka Doncic, who were Lakers right. who were in the conference finals last season with LeBron James and Anthony Davis, have won a title with those two players. Dallas with Luka Doncic, who was in the conference finals 2 years ago with Luka Doncic. You're looking at, you know, Golden State, who won a title 2 years ago. No one thought they would win right. with that group. And you're looking at Phoenix with Kevin Durant in a playoff series. Like, other than Denver, I'd right. be shocked if Denver lost a first-round right. series.
But otherwise, all bets are off.
Yeah.
All right, the piece that you wrote today over the Daily Memphian, checking in on some of the younger players and what they've been up to, start with Gigi Jackson. The stat that you used was he now has 9 20-point games, which is tied for fourth among in rookies, and in only 38 games played. Though three guys ahead of him, Wembanyama has 36 20-point games, Brandon Miller has 22, and Chet Holmgren has 19, but they have played 63, 64, and 70 games. Gigi Jackson has played 38.
Yeah, he's getting opportunity, but opportunity doesn't guarantee results. And so he's having a lot of big scoring games. The shooting has been somewhat erratic game to game, but he's shown the ability to have big shooting nights. You know, he's had multiple 6, 7 three-point make games. He's just been really impressive as a scorer. There's a lot more to his game to round out. Like, he's in nowhere even remotely close to a finished product. You know, don't assume too much next season. Who knows what it'll be. But, you know, his ability to produce at this age, even in a lost season down the stretch in March on a bad team, which is the only way he's going to get that opportunity, but he's really produced.
Does the all-rookie team go 3-2 deep?
It's 10 players. So my guess is if that vote were today, he would just miss out. Because you got to look at the fact that he's done a lot in fewer games, but he's also played fewer games. And I think that matters to people. He's played fewer games and he's done it on a team that's out of the playoff race. So when you look up, and yeah, Derek Lively doesn't have the scoring exploits of Gigi Jackson, but he's been in the rotation all season on a playoff team. And Brandon Podziemski is in the rotation on a team that's in the playoff hunt. And even Cam Whitmore, who I think is his season and his game is the most similar to Gigi Jackson, well, he's on a Houston team that's like a game out of the play-in. And so my guess is Gigi Jackson would come up just short on that, but he has certainly entered the conversation.
It's funny, in the last rookie rankings that I read, I feel like he is not I don't want to sound too much like a Memphian here.
Right.
I feel like he is not properly acknowledged in the rookie rankings. The last rookie rankings at ESPN had him like honorable mention or something and said, yes, he's capable of big nights, but he's also inconsistent from three, and they put up a night that he was, you know, but he's actually shooting 36% from three.
Yeah.
Like that's
when you're entering the chat late and doing so on a team that is eliminated from the playoffs, I think it's real hard to get much
credit for it. Santi Aldama, who we mentioned as one of the
bigs. He's had a good month. He settled down and had a really, really strong month.
I was intrigued. You think it has hurt him. The guard play has hurt Santi Aldama.
If you look at Aldama's numbers year to year, two things jump out to me. One is that his shooting percentage at the rim is way down. And two is that his assists are way up. I look at those two numbers, and I don't see a story of Santi Aldama's development or lack thereof. I see a story of not playing with good guards because he's not getting set up. This is why stats are contextual. It's a contextual game. They have John Morant throwing lobs to him. He's not getting set up for easy shots as frequently, but he's having to handle the ball more and make plays because they don't have the guards to do it. And so I think the lack of guard play has pushed his game in some different directions, positive and negative. And I think next season, if there's better guard play, he will get into a more comfortable spot.
Chris, thanks very much. You can read the piece over at the Daily Memphian, and Chris will be covering the Lakers and Grizzlies tonight. If you want anything framed, framecornermemphis.com is the place to go. The Frame Corner is at 5035 Park Avenue. You can walk in and buy a beautiful pre-made frame. Custom framing, though, is their specialty. And so whether it's a jersey that you want framed or graduation photos, or as Ron Olson said to me the other day, a Ron Olson print, take it to Frame Corner, framecornermemphis.com. It's right there at 5035 Park Avenue. They do a beautiful job on custom framing. Framecornermemphis.com. Got to take a break. Sam Hardiman coming up next. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Giannotto and Jeffrey.
I love their guests. Moons on Mondays, gambling and football.
Giannotto and Jeffrey Show, weekdays from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Progressive asks, what do a slow Friday night... bored teenage boys.
I'm bored.
A pack of fireworks.
This is going to be awesome.
And a teetering branch suspended over your car have in common?
Look out! Run!
They can quickly wreak havoc on your slow Friday night.
Uh-oh.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Save big during MVP's bonus days at Lowe's with limited-time deals on everything you need. Right now, buy one select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Get one DeWalt 20-volt max power stack battery 2-pack free, a $179 value. Plus, save $20 on a select bucket of Deck Plus wood screws. Find these deals and more in-store and online today. Because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Valid 318 through 329 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Planning for spring at Lowe's means big savings on outdoor power equipment. And Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Buy one select Ego string trimmer, leaf blower, or mower kit. Get one select 56-volt battery free. That's up to a $299 value. Power through spring with Ego, the number one rated brand in cordless outdoor power. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 4-3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Get your tickets and get loud for your Memphis Grizzlies when they host LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers tonight at 7 p.m. It's time to get loud, rally the squad, and show your grit. Get ready for an epic matchup and secure your tickets today by visiting grizzlies.com.
Hey, Mid-South, it's springtime, so let's celebrate with the Gossett Mitsubishi Motor Spring Sales Event. Time to go spring breaking with 43 MPG Highway. Do it right with 2024 Mitsubishi Mirage. We Gossett for only $19,110 or $259 a month. Go your own way in style with 2024 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross. We Gossett, $30,150 or $449 a month. Or hit the road in 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander SE, $36,165 or $399. $99.99 a month. Plus, every Gossett Mitsubishi comes with Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike, and 24/7 at MemphisMitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we Gossett and Gossett Motor Cars.
Lodge, RHW6614, MSRP 1916, Eclipse, RZO32749, MSRP 30650, Outlander, RZO12807, MSRP 36165. Includes all rebates and incentives, PF695, excludes tax title and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month with approved credit. Dealer stock only.
Direct Auto Insurance is for uncompromisers. With a super low down payment, you can stop compromising and keep driving. Get a free quote at directauto.com.
Down payments vary. Does not mean savings. How you buy can affect price. National General Group, Winston-Salem. Say goodbye to busted brackets because FanDuel lets you bet on every game of the tourney. Whether you're betting on a big upset or a one seed, it's time to go dancing on America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers can get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So bet on that big favorite and laugh to the bank. That's $200 to use on point spreads, money lines, and you can even pick who's going to win it all. Just visit FanDuel.com/GabeK. That's G-A-B-E-K. Again, G-A-B-E-K. And bet on college hoops until they cut down the nets. You must be 21 plus and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire just 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. And if you have a gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
Save big during MVP's bonus days at Lowe's with limited-time deals on everything you need. Right now, buy one select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Get one DeWalt 20-volt max power stack battery 2-pack free, a $179 value. Plus, save $20 on a select bucket of Deck Plus wood screws. Find these deals and more in-store and online today. Because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Valid 318 through 329 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by Sam Hardiman, comes rocking into the show today. Sam Hardiman from the Daily Memphian on Twitter or X at Sam Hardiman. Sam, why did you choose this number today?
Oh, Stevie Ray Vaughan's Voodoo Child just, you know, was speaking to me, and that's where we are, Jeff.
A couple things before I get into the civic matters of the day. One is Robert Kraft yesterday. He objected to the documentary. He said it was negative, and he regretted it, and he wished they'd focused more on the triumphs of the Patriots rather than some of the trials. Now, I think you were watching, were you not? Are you similarly furious about the negative treatment of the New England Patriots?
No, I'm not furious at all. This is what the Patriots in that dynasty get, and this doesn't sound like very much of a fan, but this is more of the journalist than me talking. You don't do this like 5-6 years after it's over. Like, really, I know Kraft might not be alive in 10 years. Like, knock on wood, I hope everyone lives forever. But you should have waited a little while, and then some more of the positive would come out. But like, this was filmed as like the Patriots and Belichick are breaking up, and Kraft's breaking up with Belichick. Like, it wasn't going to be positive.
So if you had waited till Jordan Rule's kind of air, that given a little more air and distance, it would have been, yeah, it's true. Like, what people were interested in is the gossip about the breaking up stuff. Did you learn things watching the documentary? Do you have a different view of the reality of how it unfolded watching the documentary?
Not particularly. I mean, it just sort of like pulled back the veil, right? It's sort of like, it's no longer glossy and pretty. It's sort of faded and, you know, it's like one of those signs on the side of the highway that's like way past its like useful life. That's sort of what like I felt that this was like, finally you're seeing it for what it is, not what you thought it was.
Is there a villain?
No.
No. Equally blame, to the extent there is blame at the breakup or the demise, equally shared.
that's where I come from. But like, again, like, I'm not coming from this as a fan. Like, this kind of like got me as the, like, as a journalist to watch.
Right.
Unless as a fan.
Okay. Second topic before I get to the sick matters of the day. You have recently taken up golf with an obsessive, focus. Like recently, as of 3 weeks ago or something like this. And I think you've played 326 times since you took up golf. Yesterday, you were reporting from the driving range. A, how's it going? And B, because you play in public Memphis courses, how is that? Like, what's the experience out on public Memphis courses?
Yeah, first, I can't say enough about how cool and good the courses are here. And honestly, the public Memphis courses are like a big reason why I picked it up. It's A, like affordable for like the average middle-class guy like myself. And they're just really pretty places to be. Like, you know, beyond like the truck terminal where I was at the Links at Whitehaven yesterday, there's a truck terminal right next door, but you look out at the Links of Whitehaven, it's just gorgeous. Or if you stand on six at Overton Park, hole six at Overton Park, and you just look over the park, it's gorgeous. And it's a beautiful view, right? And that's amazing. In terms of how's it going, I mean, it's okay. I mean, like, I'm not going to be, like, the world's best golfer. I'm never going to be on any tour or anything. But I'm really having a lot of fun. It, you know, kind of satiates for the moment the obsessive competitive side of my personality.
Do you feel you're at a hopeless disadvantage? And I ask this as someone who's 62 and has pondered picking up clubs occasionally. Do you feel like you're at a hopeless disadvantage that you didn't play as a kid? You're starting, I mean, you're not starting at 62, mind you, but that you didn't start when you were nine.
No, because like, I'm like one of these irrationally confident people. Like, to me, it's like challenge accepted. Let's go. Like, I was playing the other day with one of my friends who's been playing for a really long time, and we were playing skins, and, you know, I lost my ball, so I'd had taken a two-stroke penalty, or so I thought I'd lost my ball, and you can't do this in normal golf. But then we found my balls. We're about to tee off, and he gave me the option. I'd hit a six on the hole. He's like, you have to take whatever you get if you replay this ball. And so I did, and it was so much fun because I made a five. I made a bogey. And I was just so happy about it. And that is like what I'm living for, is just like silly, petty gambling on the golf course.
All right. Over to the civic matters. What is happening in Nashville today as it pertains to the funding of renovations at FedEx Forum, which is an ongoing saga? And we hope for some happy resolution sometime soon.
Yeah, so today, two key committees in the House and the Senate are going to take up the bill that would essentially give state legislative permission to reallocate some of the hotel motel tax that Shelby County collects every year to the future renovations of FedEx Forum. And those bills are expected to go through committee today. You know, from what I hear, and we're taping this ahead of those committees, that these bills will go through, that there is essentially a compromise and a path that everybody, Memphis Tourism and the city of Memphis and Shelby County, no one loves, but everyone can get on board with, right? And we'll see if that's the case. We'll see if these bills face, you know, some more tough questions in committee like they did a week ago when they were pushed for a week. If they were to die in committee today, that would be a very, very bad thing for the future of the FedEx Forum renovations. I don't expect them to die. But that's where we are. And if these bills move forward, then they would go to likely a general vote of the House and Senate on the floor.
When would that be?
And that would be sometime in the next couple of weeks. The government released its supplemental budget this week. And that usually, as smarter reporters than me, particularly Eric Schleswig of the Nashville Post, or Tennessee Journal, I'm sorry, the Tennessee Journal has said that typically portends that, you know, the session should wrap up in the next 2-4 weeks. And so really we're getting towards crunch time in general for bills. And so we should have a total resolution to the state side of this sometime in the next month, I would imagine.
So if this passes, and if there's this money is extra, more money is available for funding the renovations of FedEx Forum, is there going to be some, I mean, let's be honest. The goal here is a lease, right? Like, that's when victory is declared, when a lease is signed, right? So how far are we, and maybe this is pure speculation, but then, okay, so we got this extra money. Is that enough money? Are the Grizzlies happy? Are they signing a lease? Is it, you know, what is there some sense of how all that might unfold?
Yeah, so what I would say is comfortably, and I can say this, you know, pretty comfortably here, is that if this money, if the hotel motel tax is essentially gets the legislative permission at the state level to be reallocated, remember, it's already happened at the local level, so we're sort of halfway done with that, okay? If that happens at the state level, the financing stack, the public financing stack, the public dollars that are going into this thing is done, okay? Largely done, okay? Maybe it's 95% done, 90% done, but it is materially complete. The lease is another story, and I don't want to speculate here, and I don't want to, you know, speak out of turn, but I think that becomes then the focus. And really, before you get to serious lease, you have to see, can you seriously renovate to what the Grizzlies expect? And I think that's what we've been waiting on is the financing. And it's taken a little longer than I think everyone wanted when, you know, this kind of became public in 2022 that this was the path, right, that we were going to embark down. But it's not materially very, very, very far off course. The lease, you know, we wrote about a couple of months ago that the Grizzlies are interested in Beale Street. The Grizzlies sort of spoke vaguely about, you know, they cared about the long-term future of their neighborhood. What I would say is that the long-term future of their neighborhood probably matters to their long-term presence in Memphis, right? And what that means, I don't know yet. I don't really want to speak further. But, like, that...
So that's another.
Forward,
that's a total separate piece from the. Okay, here's the money. Here's the financing. Now, what are we going to do with the neighborhood? And they might want some assurances or vision or future direction about what that's going to look like if they're going to be a part of the neighborhood for the next 30 years. That's a separate piece from the financial stack, as you call it.
Yes, that is the financial stack. Excuse that term, but yeah, the separate piece of the financing, that there are other things beyond the financing of these renovations that the Grizzlies are interested in. And they have said that they're interested in Beale Street. There are probably other things that they haven't said they're interested in. And then, you know, if you're local government, right, the current lease that runs through 28-29, the 28-29 NBA season, had a lot of sort of outs and protections for local government of there's a buyout clause if the team ever wanted to move, new ownership. And I'm not speaking any of this into the existence of the future. I want to be very clear about that. But if you're local government, you want to be thinking about those things, right? How, if we're going to make this gigantic public investment into this arena, how are we covered? How are our butts covered? And I think that those are the things that the financing is materially complete, can finally really come to the fore.
There were also out clauses for the Grizzlies in that, like depending on if season ticket things weren't met. And we all dealt with that 3 years ago or 4 years ago when all of that came up. So all of those things would still have to be negotiated. So it feels like the money piece may be completed soon, but we're a fair distance from a new lease, it sounds like.
Yeah, we're a fair distance from a new lease. And what I would say about the financing of this when I come back and talk about bonds and when bonds are going to be sold is if you're a local government, you are not selling bonds until you have that new lease. You are not incurring future obligations that you have to pay until you have a new lease. And so the renovations actually starting really hinge on when the lease is complete.
Yeah. Talking to Sam Hardiman from the Daily Memphian. Follow his reporting today. That committee meeting starts at 10:30. We normally have Sam on at 10:30, and we're taping this in advance because Sam is going to be working at 10:30. So follow him on X and read him over at the Daily Memphian. A couple other things real quick. Did you go? I saw Paul Young spoke again in Frazier as he continues his Grand Memphis tour.
Yes, I did go last night.
And... are these thematically, I went to the first one in Whitehaven, do they tend to be citizens making the same sorts of requests, complaints, observations, or are they each different?
I would say a mix of both, right, Jeff? And it's a good question. I think that residents of the city of Memphis, writ large, care about crime. They care about what their neighborhood looks like. They want the trash picked up. They want the blighted homes to look better. They want rental properties with out-of-town landlords, right, to be cared for. right? That those are things they want, and that's sort of universal. But then you hear, you know, in Frasier, you know, there was talk of, you know, stuff happening around Rodney Baber Park. There was stuff talking about the trailhead at the Green Line, you know, essentially like making sure that's clean, asking about potholes on a very specific street, right? All of those things. And what you hear from people, and, you know, we spent a lot of time talking about the stadiums, but, you know, for the, I didn't stay for the entire 2 hours. I stayed for about an hour and 40 last night. No one asked about FedEx Forum.
Right.
No one asked about Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium. They were really granular neighborhood concerns of the immediate environment that people have invested in and they live in. And it is the same theme from the mayor of he's really trying to essentially let people not punch themselves out, but he wants them to feel heard. And then he wants to do something about it, but he
that's
wants them to feel heard.
This feels like a you know, I heard him at a quote-unquote positively Memphis lunch, and he is doing a lot of listening, and then he's doing a lot of we have to change the narrative, and we have to start talking about the city differently. That was sort of part of what he was saying at the positively lunch. It's interesting because he is a megaphone and a bully pulpit, but you know what's a louder bully pulpit? The news every day, next door, everywhere else where you are seeing – where it feels like the entire focus is on mayhem, right? It's hard for him to talk over deliver this more upbeat, invested message, given what everyone hears from all sides all the time.
Yeah, I think that is really difficult. I mean, he had this line last night, and I'll read it. The thing that will kill our community is hopelessness, Young said. And that is what he's trying to fight. And to your point, Jeff, I mean, I'm not going to criticize the business model of broadcast media, right? In the bleeds it leads. But, like, you know, I get weary when I – because I have every push alert on for every TV station about every single crime that we hear about. It seems every single night, everything that leaves the 9 o'clock news on any station is usually crime in the A block. And so I think what you see from the mayor is that's why he's on this blitz, right? Like, you're going to hear the media will have been talked out by Paul Young this week. He's going to have about 4 or 5 news conferences. And I think there is some intentional strategy there of projecting that calm and that hope as much as he can into these news broadcasts, because he can't control, you know, the chaos on the streets and the murders that are going to happen. I mean, long-term community strategies may, intelligent policing and organized crime units may be able to do some of those things. But he can't control that. What he can control is what message he sends, and I think he is really trying to overwhelm people with that message.
Sam, we look forward to following the reporting as the morning unfolds. Thanks so much, as ever, for your insight.
Goodbye, Jeff.
Sam Hardiman from the Daily Memphian. This week, by the way, this Saturday, Robert Irwin Jewelers in Bartlett having a 6-hour 60% off sale. That's right, 6-hour 60% off sale, this time in Bartlett. The Bartlett location is at the corner of Bartlett Boulevard and Stage Road. It's right next to Kroger. And here's the deal. Everything is 60% off. It's not up to 60% off. It's not selected items up to 60% off. It's everything. Engagement rings, designer jewelry, bracelets, earrings, necklace, gemstones, brand name watches. Everything is 60% off, this time at the Robert Irwin Jewelers in Bartlett. It is this Saturday for 6 hours only. For complete details, go to rijewelers.com. We're going to take a break. Back in a moment is Jeff Gawkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jason and John.
Straight out of White Station and the U of M to your speaker.
Jason and John.
These guys know hoops. It's how I get through the workday.
Unsportsmanlike mornings. The Jeff Gawkins Show. Jason and John. Giannotto and Jeffrey. The Gabe Kuhn Show afternoon. 92.9 FM ESPN.
We're here with David Cooper, Vice President of Genesis Diamonds. David, we're familiar with iconic brands. Are there designers for engagement rings?
Absolutely. Like every other industry, there are
10 renowned bridal designers who have been leading the industry for years. They are trusted, respected, and exclusive. Every jewelry store wishes to have them.
So what makes these designer engagement rings so desirable?
These designers drive a surge of customers to the store, making it the place to be. They attract shoppers who value quality, sophistication, and the ability to express their individuality through their engagement ring.
Can customers find these engagement rings in other stores?
Absolutely not. Other stores would love to have them, but they didn't make the cut. They have to settle for what they can get, not what they wish to have.
So Genesis has cornered the market.
Certainly. We offer a world-class exclusive selection from $1,900 complete rings to $250,000 celebrity rings. The best bridal designers in the world create these one-of-a-kind rings specifically to showcase your individuality like no other ring.
Genesis Diamonds, Poplar at Perkins Extended.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love with the free Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams with Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download the free Odyssey app today.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's gotta be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at salsa night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
Three and two and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools that help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Hey, I got a question for you. You hate bending over to put on your shoes? Wish you should just put them on standing or sitting without ever having to touch them? If so, then I have the shoe for you. Introducing new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. With new Skechers Slip-ins, you just step in and off you go. You don't even need to lace up. So how do Skechers Slip-ins work? Well, there's a special smooth comfort pillow in the heel that helps your foot slide right into place. So just step in them and go. Find new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Robert Irwin Jewelers 6-hour 60% off sale is this Saturday from 10 to 4, only at the Bartlett location. Everything in the showcase is 60% off this Saturday, 10 to 4.
It's a legit 60% off sale. Do not miss it.
Hey, basketball fans. Get in on the tournament action on the BetMGM Sportsbook app today. With BetMGM, you can discover same-game parlays, live bets, special boosts and tokens, and so much more for March matchups. Don't miss a single shot with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM for terms. 21 plus, Tennessee only. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 800-889-9789.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. So it's easy to save big. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or Canada Dry. Select varieties or buy two, get three free with your card. Limit 10. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300-horsepower engine or the available 375-horsepower twin-turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
Springtime is project time. Let Waste Connections handle the cleanup for you. From construction projects to move-outs, storm damage debris, roofing material removals, to any debris you got, we'll take care of it. No cleanup job is too big or too small. Waste Connections. We see trash, we pick it up. Call us at 901-398-5400. Mention 92.9 and we'll even give you a discount. That's Waste Connections, 901-398-5400.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Colors to my phone. Orange Kool-Aid go good with Patron. Oh, no, hell no, boy. It's still my ringtone. Free car wash. Had to clean up the Dodge. Get back when I can. Just playing my part. Church folks had a fish fry. Mustard, hot sauce, light bread, french fries. Love for the big guy. Hit the park. Boys showing off the hops. Nappy Roots on the radio. And you know what about last night? Hit the pick three. Bought some Air Force Ones. Four tall tees. Man, I'm loving BG.
Sam, for joining us there, and he, by the way, has reported that the bill to provide extra financing has advanced, for FedEx Forum, has advanced out of committee. In the meantime, I will tell you, Grand Slams, no-hitters, double plays back. No better place to get in on the MLB action than FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers start the MLB season with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. That's $200 you can use to bet on money lines, totals, strikeouts, homers, you name it. Just go to FanDuel.com/Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S to join today. Must be 21 or older, present Tennessee. First online real money wager only, $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. Jeffrey, what is coming up next?
Here's what's coming up next.
Here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Norton Hurd joins them today. David Cobb and DeMichael Cole will join us today on Giannotto and Jeffrey. Jeff with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Back tomorrow to report on Brandon Clark's return. Grizzlies, all that and more. But for now, our work's done.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, celebrating a legacy of sports as the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. Always live on the Odyssey app and on smart speakers. Say, play 92.9 ESPN.
Welcome to spring with a delicious lunch at Owen Brennan's. Enjoy the spinach salad with spiced walnuts, cranberries, blue cheese, and cranberry sage vinaigrette. Or the iconic muffuletta, layered with mortadella, salami, provolone, and olive relish on a sesame bun. Serving lunch weekdays from 11 to 4.
Hi, I'm Jay Gaddis with James Gaddis Jewelers. Are you looking to pop the question but don't know where to start? Come by Memphis's premier family-owned jewelry store, where we specialize in crafting dreams into reality. From dazzling diamonds to exquisite engagement rings, from modern fashion to one-of-a-kind custom creations as unique as your love, we have it all. Come visit us today on Poplar Avenue in East Memphis near Mendenhall, and let us help you find the perfect gift to celebrate life's extraordinary moments at James Gaddis Jewelers, your family jeweler.
This March, Wendy's is fueling the madness with amazing deals on their hamburgers made with fresh, never frozen beef.
Like a juicy Dave's single for a buck and a fresh $2 Dave's double with an app offer.
It's such a good deal, we wrote a little ditty about it.
Get it for a buck. Dave's single, order in the app. Dave's single, get it for a buck. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's official hamburger March Madness.
Limited time.
limited-time offer. Participating U.S. Wendy's. See offer details and redeem at Wendy's app account.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.